Yerushalmi Kelayim, corresponding to Babli Menachos, Daf Sadi Hei. We begin the Yerushalmi on the Daf Mem Beif Amad Aleph, and it's 26 lines up from the foot of the page. Rebbe Hava Yosef Le. Rebbe Hava Yosef Le B'Zipoirin, Shva Efe Shonin, V'Kar Al Garmei, V'Yichi Yaakov B'Eretz Mitzrayim, Shva Efe Shona. V'Yichi Yehuda B'Zipoirin, Shva Efe Shona. V'Min Goyvin, Avad Talas Efe Shonin, Chashash B'Shinui. Rebbe lived in Zipoirin for 17 years, and he applied to himself the Pasuk in Bereishis, in Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Chof Ches, and Yaakov lived in Egypt for 17 years. Rebbe said, Yehuda means I lived in Zipoirin for 17 years. During those years, he suffered 13 years of toothache. Am Rebbe Yosi Babun, Kol Oysen Shoshes Veshona, Loi Mesa, Chaya Be'eretz Yisrael, Velei Pila, Ubra Be'eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Yosi Babun said that throughout those 13 years, no one in Eretz Yisrael died and, in childbirth, and no one miscarried. Velama Chash Shino Chad Chad Zman Ava Chama Chad Igal Menachif Ga'av Amalei Rebbe Shizvi Amalei Lekach Nasalt. Why did Rebbe get this toothache? Once he passed by and saw that they were taking a calf for slaughter, the calf cried out for Rebbe to save him. Rebbe said, this is the reason that you were created. Since he didn't show mercy for the calf, he received this suffering. Rebbe Sofer Eich in Chamis Chamsun Katlin Chad Kan Dachborin Amma Alpunun Rachmav Alkom Ma'asav Ksiv. After 13 years, what happened that caused his suffering to stop? He saw that they were killing mice, and he told them to leave the mice alone, quoting the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Mem Hei Pasuk Tes, and his mercy is on all of his creations. Rebbe Hava Anvin Sagin, Hava Amar Komad Yemali Ba'anasha Ana Avid Chutz Mimashinasu Sha'asu Ziknei Beseira Lezikani. Desharoin Gamoin Mishni Usei Umununei, In Slik Rav Huna Reish Galus La'acha Ana Moisivle Le'el Minui, Minai Duhu Min Yehuda, Va'ana Mi Binyamin Duhu Min Techai Va'ana Min Nukvasa. Rebbe was extremely humble. He would say, whatever someone asks of me, I do, except for what the elders of Bethsaida asked for my forefather Hillel. They asked him to leave his position of Nasi and become their leader. However, if Rav Huna, the exilarch in Bava, would come to Eretz Yisrael, I would seat him above me, as he is from the royal tribe of Yehuda, and I am from Binyamin. His connection to the tribe of Yehuda is through his father, and mine is through my mother. Chad zman al v'chia ruba legabe amalei ha Rav Huna leba nithkalkamu panav shel Rebbe amalei aroi leba amalei poik v'chami man bailach lebao v'nafak v'lei ishkach ba'anash v'yada duhu kaiseloi avad le'alil legabe telasin yemen. Once the v'chia the great went to see Rebbe, he told Rebbe that Rav Huna was outside. Rebbe's face became pained as he would now need to seat Rav Huna above him. Rav Chia clarified that his coffin has come to Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe said, go out and see who is calling you outside. Rav Chia went outside and found no one there, and realized that Rebbe was upset with him. Rav Chia then stayed away from Rebbe for 30 days. And Rav Yosi Babun, Kol Yenun Telasin Yomen, Yalef Rav Minei Klala Deiraisa. Rav Yosi says, in those 30 days, Rav learned all of the general rules of the Torah from Rav Chia. Lesov Telas Asalti Shnia B'taltus. Taltusoi, Yoime, Al Eliyahu Legabe, Bedemus, Vichir Rabba, Amalei, Ma Mar Yavid, Amalei, Chad Shinai, Mikarali, Amalei, Chamila, Li, Vachamila, Le, Vayav, Etzbe, Allah, Vin Chamis. After 13 years of Rebbe suffered, when he suffered from toothaches, and after the 30 days that Vichir stayed away, Eliyahu Navi came to Rebbe in the guise of Vichir. He asked Rebbe about his health, and Rebbe said that a certain tooth was aching him. Eliyahu asked him to show him the tooth, and when he did, Eliyahu placed his finger on it and healed it. Lemacha al Rabbi Chia Ruba Lagabe, Ramalema Avid Rebbe, Hai Shinech Mahi Avida, Amalei Minhahi Shata de Yavis Esparseich Allah in Chamas. The following day, Rabbi Chia came to Rebbe, and Rabbi Chia inquired as to his health and to his painful tooth. Rebbe answered, from when you put your finger on it, it has become healed. By Sashar, Ama Elachem Chesh Shabbat Yisrael, at that time, Rebbe Chia said, woe to the women who are giving birth and are pregnant in Eretz Yisrael, as they lost the protection that came through the afflictions of Rebbe. Amalei Ana Lehavina, Menahi Sha'ata, Hava Znaig Beika Kad Hava Leveis Vada, Hava Ama Yikanas Rebbe Chia, Ruba Lefnim, Amalei Rishmol Be Rebbe Yosi Lefnim Imeni, Amalei Chas V'Sholom, Elev Chia Ruba Lefnim Rebbe Shmol Be Rebbe Yosi Lefnai Lefnim. Rebbe Chia told Rebbe that he hadn't placed his finger there. From that point onwards, Rebbe treated Rebbe Chia with great respect. When Rebbe would enter the Beis Medrash, he would say, Rebbe Chia should enter in front of me to sit at the head of these students. Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi asked, well, should he even precede me? And Rebbe replied, no, chas v'sholom, Rebbe Chia should go in front, and Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi should go in front of him. Rabbi Havamasni, Shavchei, the Rabbi Chia, Ruba, Koim Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Chad Zman, Chami, Goy Bani, Vle Ifkana, Min Koimoi, Amalei Anu, Da'at Masni Shavchei, Amalei Ma'avid Loch, Amalei Chamfi, Goy Bani, Vle Ifkana, Min Kumoi, Amalei Lama Avad Kain, Amalei Yeul Olai, De'in Sachis, Le'edat, Vahishata, Ishgaris, Enei, Behol Sefer Tilim, Agada, Minahi Shata, Masale, Shnei Talmidim, Yehalchun Imei, Began Sakanta. Rebbe would sing the praise of Rebbe Chia to Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi. Once Rebbe Chia saw Rebbe Shmuel in the outer room of the bathhouse and didn't stand up for him, Rebbe Shmuel asked Rebbe, Is this the Rebbe Chia that you praise? Rebbe asked him, Why? What did Rebbe Chia do to you? And Rebbe Shmuel told him what happened. Rebbe then asked Rebbe Chia why he'd done it, and Rebbe Chia said, A curse should befall me if I had even known that I was bathing at that time. At that time, my mind was delving into the Midrash of the Book of Tehillim. From that point onwards, Rebbe appointed two students to accompany Rebbe Chia to prevent him coming to danger when his mind was preoccupied. Rebbe Yosi Tzam Tamani Tamnae Yoimin Lemechamei Rebbe Chia Ruba Velasefer Chama Veragzan Yadei Vekau Einui Vintame Dehava Rebbe Yosa Bar Nash Zeir. Rebbe Yosi fasted 80 days to merit seeing Rebbe Chia the Great, who had already passed away, and in the end, when he saw him, he was so afraid that his hands trembled and his eyes dimmed. And if you say that Rebbe Yosi wasn't a great man, which caused him to react this way, Chad Gaudaya asked Legabe to Rebbe Yochanan Amalei Chamis Bechilmi to Akiya Nafal Vechad Min Talmidich Samachle Amalei Vechakim At Le Amalei In Ana Chamile Ana Chakim Le Aval Kol Tumudai Tamudoi Koime Vechakim Rebbe Yosi. A weaver once came to Rabbi Yochanan and said to him, I saw in a dream that heaven was falling down and one of your students was holding it up. Rabbi Yochanan asked, Would you be able to recognize him? He replied, Yes, I would. He went to all of the students and identified it as Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Tzam, Talas, Ma'avon, Tzaymin, Lemech Meruchia Ruba, Velei Chamsei, Rabbi Sofer, Shara Mestayo, Ama Man Hava Lai, Bu'uraisa, Sagi Minoi, Amalei Ribbit Se Rabbi Yisor, Yosem Imcha, Velei Oid El Adahava Gali, Amaloin, ולהבין הגלי, אמין לי, את הביס גלי מלף, והוא הבא גלי מופה. רב שמעון בן לקיש fasted 300 fasts to merit seeing Rav Chia, and he didn't see him. In the end, Rav Chia began to become distraught. He said, Did Rav Chia toil in Torah more than me? And they replied, He spread Torah in his soul more than you, and he even exiled himself to do this. Rav Lakish asked, Didn't I exile myself to learn Torah? He replied, Did you exile yourself to learn, but he did it to spread Torah. Kad damech Rav Huna Veshkalusa Askune Lahacha Amin Ana An Ana Yavin Le Amin Naisine Gabi Rabbi Chia Ruba Dehu Min Didhoin Amin Man Boy Meav Le. When Rav Huna the exilarch assumed, this is seemingly a different Rav Huna to the one mentioned earlier, so when he passed away his body was brought to Eretz Yisrael, they asked, Where should we bury him? They said, Let's bury him next to the grave of Rabbi Chia, who was one of us, means Rabbi Chia also had been born in Babel. They said, well, Who will be bold enough to enter into the cave of Rabbi Chia and his sons to bury Rav Huna? And Rabbi Chagai, Anna Alel Yahiv Le, Amrin Le Ulseich At Boy Dat Gav Sav Vat Boy Meil, Mesav Lach Taman, Amalai Yabun Meshichta, Raglai Bin Anias Asen Gaushin. Rabbi Chagai volunteered to do it. They said to him, You're just looking for an excuse as you're old and would like to die than be buried next to Rav Chia and his sons. Rav Chagai says, Now tie a cord to my feet, and if I delay there too long, drag me out. Alva Ashkach Talas Donin Yehuda Bonei Achorecha Veinoid. Chizke Bonei Achorecha Veinoid. Achorecha Yosef Ben Yisol Veinoid. Talas Inui Mistakla Is Amelei Apech Apech Shama Kalei Rav Chia Beruba Amele Rav Yehuda Borei Nafish Rav Huna Yosef Lei Velei Kabel Aliyah Mesiv Le Amin Kamad Le Kebal Eluya Mesiv Le Ken Zau Ise Le Paschal Olam Vyartha Misham Vaya Ben Shmoinim Shana Nechvelu Le Shonov. He went in and found the three people buried there, Rav Chia and his two sons, deliberating whether it was fitting to have Rav Huna buried there. Rav Chia said, My son Yehuda didn't leave after him anyone else, nor did my son Chizkiah, just as Yosef HaTzadik did not. Rav Chagai looked at the three who were deliberating, and he heard a voice telling him not to look. He heard the voice of Rav Chia saying to his son Yehuda, Let's give a place to Rav Huna to come. But Rav Huna, in his great humility, did not agree. Rav Chia told his sons, Since he didn't want to agree to be laid next to me, his offspring will never cease. Rav Chagai left there at the age of 80, and he lived another 80 years, either as a reward for bearing Rav Huna, or because he was falsely suspected.